Joining us now is Linda Bosma. She's president of the Banadad Trail Association. Hi, Linda.
Thanks.
Hey, your group recently got a grant from the DNR to do some work on the Banadad Trail.
We have. We're going to do some reconstruction and rerouting of the trail on the west end of the Banadad Ski Trail.
Well, tell us some about the trail. A lot of us may not be familiar with it.
Well, the trail has a lot of unique features. It goes 29 kilometers through most of it through the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. And so it's unique in that it's one of the few places that there is special permission from the U.S. Forest Service and the Boundary Waters legislation to allow for a one-track groomed snowmobile trail in the winter. But the trail goes from, it's about midway up the Gunflint Trail, so if you go about 32 miles up the Gunflint Trail out of Grand Marais, you come to the trail, to the eastern trailhead, and you can access it from the east there, or else about another 20 kilometers up the trail, up the Gunflint Road to the western end, and it's the western end that we're needing to do the new work on.
Is this a summer use trail as well, or just a winter use?
People can use it in the summer, but we don't encourage it too much. Nobody'd be discouraged from going out there, but it's really much more of a winter time trail.
Uh-huh.
So there's not a lot of summer use, but people are certainly welcome to go out there and use it in the
All
summer.
Right.
It's just that it's definitely more of a ski trail as far as how we maintain and groom it.
Tell us about the grant and the work you're planning to do on the trail.
Well, we are very fortunate. We had, you always have to look at everything as when you have a challenge come up that almost always is wrapped in an opportunity. And access on the western end of the trail goes across private property, and the property that goes across changed hands recently. And that's causing us to need to do a reroute of the trail. Which is actually a good thing, because the parking on that west end has always been real. There's just two spots, and you turn right in off of the Gunflint Road, and so it's not a real safe thing for cars to turn around. We've always wished that we could redo that, and this rerouting of the trail will actually allow us to build a little bit more scenic piece of trail to access that west end of the Banadad where you enter the Boundary Waters, and give us a permanent easement so that we don't have to worry about this down the road for future generations. The grant is called a Trail Connections Grant, and it's through the Department of Natural Resources here in Minnesota, and it's a matching grant, so they will give us about three-quarters of most of our budget, and then we'll have to raise the other quarter through fundraising and other means.
So as you mentioned, it doesn't cover the full cost of the project.
Right.
So you're going to be doing some fundraising. How can folks make donations or help volunteer?
Well, there's lots of ways to volunteer. This fall, we're going to be, we do maintenance and prep work to get the trail ready every fall for the ski season. So certainly if people want to join us on one of our weekends, they're welcome to do that. One of the best ways to reach us about that would be through our website or our email address at bta@boreal.org, which BTA for Banadad Trail Association. We are taking donations through the Give Minnesota website. So if you just go on to Give Minnesota and then Google the Banadad Trail Organization, the Trail Association in their site, you get right to our website, and you can choose your own range, or there's a number of options you can choose as far as dollar amounts. There's no amount too small or too large. It will all help. Or you can send a check to our post office box.
We're talking with Linda Bosma, president of the Banadad Trail Association. Anything else you want to add, Linda?
Just that, we have so many partners who do help us. The Forest Service is great about giving us support and guidance. They just helped us with the Minnesota Conservation Corps crew for a project this spring. The North Star Ski Club always does some maintenance weekends. The Minnehaha Ski Club does a lot of volunteer work in maintaining the trail. And there's just so many volunteers and people in the community that help out and support us in so many ways, whether it's doing work on the trail or providing assistance or support or membership. And so we really love that it's such a volunteer-driven trail, and just want to say that we're so grateful for the support of the community. And and encourage people to come out and ski because it's a wonderful ski experience, and we want more people to use the trail.
Linda, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. I was glad to have the opportunity.
For more information about the trail or to make a donation, visit banadad.org. That's spelled B-A-N-A-D-A-D.